there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Scheidt International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
To you by Masticass, the chewable suppository.
Dr. Gottelbein, line 6. Dr. Gottelbein, line 6. Today's scheduled presentation, that burning sensation and what it could mean, has been postponed. Rescheduling will be announced after results are back from the lab. Dr. Gottelbein, line 4. Dr. Gottelbein, line 4.
Ah, Dr. Schmeltz, there you are.
Well, hello, Dr. Munchen. Busy day here at Ugly Doctor Hospital, isn't it?
To say the least.
Where's that new man we hired? I thought he was supposed to be here 9 a.m. sharp.
Not a very promising start, is it?
He'll certainly get a good talking to from me. You can bet on that.
I expected more from you than just a good talking to, Doctor.
Best I could do under the circumstances. Being a radio play at all.
I hear you. And speaking of hearing, what is that loud ticking sound I'm hearing?
My watch. I just put my wrist up to your ear. I'm surprised you didn't see that.
I couldn't have seen you, Doctor, this being a radio play and all.
I'm not sure this writer understands the way a radio play works. That's not important right now. We are going to be hip deep in blood and guts if this new doctor doesn't show up here soon.
Are you sure of that, Dr. Schmeltz?
It's a war zone out there, Claudia. Just listen while I open the door.
Sounds ugly out there, Doctor. I guess that's why we're here.
Somebody has to do it, although not everyone feels that way.
Perhaps our new man thinks this is one of those hospitals where it's acceptable to stroll in and practice medicine whenever they want.
What kind of hospital would we be if everyone could just stroll in whenever they wanted?
Not Ugly Doctor Hospital, that's for sure.
You're damn right, Doctor. You're damn right.
What the hell is that heavenly noise?
Who is that just strolling in?
Doctors, please forgive my lateness. I'm your new doctor, Vaughn. Are you Dr. Schmeltz, the head of Ugly Doctor Hospital?
Good God, man, you're late. Lives are at stake here, you know.
Couldn't be helped, I'm afraid. I was busy saving a life and needed to transfuse my own blood into a patient until he could be stabilized.
Your own blood, Doctor?
I'm a universal donor, Doctor. I authorized myself to perform the procedure.
And?
Luckily, she'll pull through.
She? You originally said it was a he.
Very good, Doctor. You know your anatomy. It was a he at the outset, but gender reassignment surgery is a tricky beast. The physician assisting me let an errant scalpel fly at the wrong moment, and, well, the aorta was severed.
The aorta? Why, that's the most important vessel in the entire circulatory system.
Don't I know it. The patient lost quite a bit of blood. I sprang into action by quickly rearranging my schedule for the morning before stripping for an emergency transfusion.
There's no stripping required for a transfusion. Surely you know that, Doctor.
Ah, with such a quick grasp of the situation, you must be Chief Surgeon Munchen. I'd shake hands, but no one would see it, this being a radio play and all.
Yes, you're right. And yes, I am.
Then you know the importance of sterilization.
Of course we do, new doctor. Why do you ask?
Now my scrubs were covered with the blood of at least 3 people at this point.
3 people? My God, man. Why three?
A scalpel. I told you it let fly at the wrong moment. The patient and two others fell victim.
What two others?
My assistant and the anesthetist. Poor bastards were carved up like turkeys.
But not you.
No, never me. I was never in any danger.
Too good looking, I suppose.
It's the cross I must bear, I'm afraid.
And how are the others?
I couldn't save them.
How awful.
Yes, I'm not a fan of that organ music myself.
Well, new Dr. Vaughn, you couldn't have come at a more opportune time. We just heard of a huge accident involving a steamship down by the docks, colliding with an elementary school. Injuries should start pouring in any time now.
Seems odd that a steamship could collide with a school. Are you sure, Doctor?
I'm pretty sure. They were the only two sound effects we could afford. Listen as I open this door.
You're right. I've arrived just in time.
But what can you do, new Dr. Vaughn? We're used to this sort of thing here. You're not.
What do you mean, Dr. Mungin?
She's right, my boy. You're much too handsome to practice real medicine here.
This is terrible.
I agree. Don't we have any better music?
Isn't there anything we can do, Dr. Schmelz?
I'm sorry, Claire. Better music just wasn't in the budget. And now, just when we need a good, but very average to unsightly looking physician, we get someone totally unprepared to do anything other than cause our overworked, underpaid nursing staff to swoon.
Don't be ridiculous, Smelts. No one is swooning here.
Oh, what a dreamboat.
Okay, one swooner. And who are you, Nurse Person?
This is Nurse Person Carlo.
But you can call me Nurse Carlo, Doctor.
Your name is Carlo, Doctor?
No, it's Nurse Carlo, Doctor.
Your first name is Nurse?
No, and my last name isn't Doctor either.
There's a comma I'm missing there somewhere, isn't there?
Yes, we're having lots of problems with this writer.
Nurse Carlo, what brings you into this scene?
Doctor.
Yes?
Before I swooned, I was coming to tell you all, we're all out of blood.
Now see there, the music fits.
Well, luckily for us, Nurse Carlo, I hear we've got a bunch of injured people coming in. We'll get all the blood we need from them. And some are children, so it should be fresh.
That's not how we do things here at UDH, Doctor.
Besides, some of them may need that blood.
I hadn't considered that, Claire.
Did you just call me Claire?
I did. In the heat of the moment, I'm afraid my passion for medicine made me use the sexy part of your name.
Oh, what a dreamboat.
Clench yourself, Dr. Mungin.
I am.
I mean, get a hold of yourself, Doctor. This is an emergency.
Are we sure we don't have any blood to spare?
Dr. Godelmine, line 7. Dr. Godelmine, line 7. Attention. There are reports of a staff outbreak on the 4th floor. It is not known which member of the staff is responsible for the staff infection. Please contact your primary care physician for treatment. Also, we're all out of blood. Dr. Godelmine, line 2. Dr. Godelmine, line 2.
Well, there's your answer, Dr. Mungin.
Listen, do you hear that?
As soon as the sound effect kicks in, we will.
There it is.
Must be the first of the injured from that tragic sound effect of the steamship hitting the school.
You're right, new Dr. Vaughn.
Dr. Smelts, should I call the other hospitals for more blood?
No time, nurse person. Besides, I don't think the writer added another hospital.
You know, that's kind of growing on me.
We'll have to start taking donations quickly.
I can make some posters and maybe set up a Facebook fundraiser?
No, goddammit. I mean blood donations. Nurse Carlo, Start typing and cross-matching everyone on the staff immediately.
We can't. Half the staff have staff.
Half the staff? Oh, make me laugh.
Yes, I made a graph of the half staff with the staff.
That's some gaff, allowing half the staff to get staff.
Ow, my calf! I have a cramp, sorry.
Look! Even if that's impossible, being a radio play and all, the first injured are here.
Let me see him. I'm better looking. I'll make it easier for everyone else to look this way. As impossible as that would be, this being
a radio play, we get it. Just do something.
All right, new Dr. Vaughn. It's your move. But if you're wrong, you'll never look like you're practicing medicine again. You hear me?
But I'm chief surgeon around here. I have the skill and the mundane looks to actually treat this patient. New Dr. Vaughn couldn't possibly operate with those dreamy hands.
Not this time, Claire. I want to hear if the boy knows what he's doing.
But I didn't wear makeup or anything today. I'm more qualified.
Quiet. This hideously bandaged person is trying to talk. Yes, sir, and or miss? Can you speak? Normally I wouldn't ask, but people are trying to listen to this play, so it would help.
Interesting approach, new Dr. Vaughn.
I learned it at General Hospital over on the other side of town.
Ah, where the good-looking people go to die.
Not on my watch. Or radio, or whatever the equivalent is here. I say again, sir, and or miss, can you speak? Fine, that's fine. You're going to be all right just as soon as we figure out which restroom you can use.
Would you allow me to consult, Doctor?
I'll take all the help I can get, Schmelz.
If you check the genitals, we can establish restroom privileges.
I'm familiar with this type of identification, Vaughn.
I'd welcome your advice, Doctor. Wait, did you just use my first name?
I don't know. We never learned your full name. I hope it was.
It'll have to do. Right now, we've a life to save.
What should I do, Dr. Dreamboat?
Bring me the latest pictures on this patient, a sterile IV, a bed to lay on, and a place to put my clothes.
Doctor, are you undressing here in the corridor? In front of everyone?
It's where the patient is, Doctor. Stand back. I don't have time to explain.
Let him go, Victor. I think I see where he's going with this.
You mean you wish you could see, Dr. Munchen?
He sounds naked, doctors. No time to lose. Here's your IV. New Dr. Vaughn?
Well, since we don't have a good sound effect for you handing it to me, I'll have to take your word for it, Nurse Carlo.
Hang in there, patient!
Are you addressing the patient or telling the patient to be patient?
Does it matter? His and or her life is on the line. It's up to Vaughn.
Did you just call me by my first name?
I wish to hell the writer would have made that clear.
Quick, while I'm naked on this bed, one of you, stick me now.
Here in front of everyone, Doctor?
He means with the IV,
yes!
Doctor.
Yes, of course. You're doing a blood transfusion.
Nurse Carlo, we need sound effects here to show the transfusion is working.
I'll do my best, Doctor.
My God, he's doing it. The sound effect is working. He's transfusing blood.
More sound effect, nurse. Stat!
Good. Good. Dr. Munchen, check the monitor. How's the pulse rate?
I'm sorry, Doctor. Our monitor sound effect isn't working.
God damn budget cuts!
Is there anything you can do? I need to lay here and look good doing it.
I'll try, Doctor. Beep. 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 Beep.
More suction!
More beeping!
Beep. Beep.
My God.
Beep.
The patient.
Beep.
He and beep. Or she's not breathing.
Beep.
Don't worry, Doctor. We just got in a sound effect that should help.
That's helping, Dr. Schmelz. Beep. How's his or her beep pulse?
Beep. Pulse is quickening and steady, Doctor.
Patient is stable, Doctor. He or she will make it.
Nurse, remove the IV from new Dr. Vaughn.
IV removed, Doctor.
Can I get some orange juice, nurse? I'm a little woozy.
Sorry, Doctor. I used it all up for the transfusion sound.
We should remove the bandages from the patient's face. I imagine when he or she wakes, they'll need to use a restroom. And I'd like to direct them to the correct one.
Hold on, Schmelz. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why not? You saved the patient's life.
There's one thing I learned working on good-looking people, Doctor. If the face is bandaged, they're probably pretty hideous underneath.
You forget, Doctor. This is a radio play. It really won't matter.
We know what we're doing here, Vaughn. All right, nurse. Rip off those bandages.
Nurse Carlo, take the patient to post-op. Do it quietly.
I'll have to, Doctor. We don't have a gurney wheel noise for this.
Well, doctors, we did good work in there. At least it sounded good.
I'll admit, Vaughn, I was skeptical at first. I mean, a handsome young doctor coming in to show us butterface docs how our medical degrees are really unsexy names, how it's done.
Come on, doctors, your names aren't that bad.
My name is Mungin. His is Schmelz. Carlo is a man's name. Don't give us that crap.
I see what you mean.
Let me tell you, young man, I was mighty impressed by what I heard in there today. I think you've earned a place here.
Thank you, Dr. Schmelz. I'll try to live up to the high standards and questionable hygiene of all the rest of you here at Ugly Doctor Hospital.
You do that, my boy. But in the meantime, if you're going to fit in here, you're going to have to start wearing your clothes a lot more often than you need to.
Let's not be hasty, Dr. Schmelz.
No, Claudia. Victor's right. From now on, it's pants every day.
But it's a radio play. Who would know?
I almost forgot. Aren't there other patients due in any minute?
I doubt this writer even thought that far ahead, son. Believe me. The end of the scene is probably just a few lines away.
I'll take a look outside the door and see if there's any more activity. Nope. Looks like an easy day here at UDH.
Well, I suppose I should go back to my office, wherever that is, and do whatever I do when I'm not standing here in front of this microphone. Good day, doctors.
Well, if he's not staying, then I'm not either. Meet you for coffee later, doctor?
I guess there's nothing more for me to do here but put my pants on and maybe listen to a closing announcement.
Dr. Gottelbein, line 3. Dr. Gottelbein, line 3. Attention! Anyone finding our lost gurney-wheeling noise, please return to the Foley department stat. We can no longer transport patients without it. That is all. Dr. Gottelbein, line 1.
Dr. Gottelbein, line 1!
That was Ugly Doctor Hospital, written by John Busser, and starring Ross Atkins, Amber Watkins, Arnett Scharf, Ian Cowerson, Ali Gallo, and Brian Burley. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard Ian for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next time for another Shouting in the Evening production. Cheerio!